As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, July the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, especially with our guest, Vicki Davis, coming back to join us once again. You won't want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. We like to poke the beast in the eye with a sharp stick, so to speak, right here on Become Vocal Local. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to us at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, our listener call-in number remains throughout the program at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals and the equities trend higher on the weakening U.S. dollar. We'll give you a market report immediately. Returning guest Vicki Davis, we're going to talk about war in the context of everything else, and believe me, it'll be in the context of everything else. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Tuesday, July the 14th, 2009, active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. In New York City, gold was trading up $4.30 at $925.10. Silver was trading up 4 cents at $12.87. Platinum up $13 today, $1,126 a troy ounce. Palladium up $2 at $236. The low and the high in the gold spot market so far this morning, $918.90 for a low, white low, and $928.80 for a high, $10 spread there. But at $925.10 an ounce, you're looking at a $47.10 drop over last year for a 4.85% loss on your investment. But don't get disheartened. Hang around. Gold prices change throughout the day. The London Gold Fix this morning in London, the old crown, set the price at $921.75, and we're $4 above that now. In the equities, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday up 185 points, trading at 8,332. The NASDAQ was up 37 points, 1,793. The S&P 500 was up 22 points, so all of those equities, all those little digits are all up over there. The S&P closed up 22 points at 901. The crude oil was up $1.06, trading at $60.75 a barrel for light sweet crude, and the U.S. dollar index trading off 0.03 or 3 basis points, trading below 80 at 79.95. In the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian dollar is 87 cents today, the Mexican peso is 7 cents, the euro trading down a little bit, 8 basis points, trading at $1.40 U.S., the British pound up 37 basis points, trading at $1.63. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this first break with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us. Bye-bye.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official home webpage for this network. Be sure and log on and visit the site today. Again, my name is William Roberts, and we've got Vicki Davis returning with us today. We've got all kinds of stuff on the plate for you, lots of areas to go in our discussions, but as you know, they go wherever they go. So anyway, very good morning, Vicki, and thank you for coming back and joining us once again here on Become Vocal Local.
Well, thank you for having me, Will. I've been enjoying these radio programs. You know, well, it's hard to find people to talk to about this stuff. You know?
Well, at this time of the morning, we want to pull our hair out. Some of the things that we know, Vicki, you know, it just gets to be a little bit like a tea kettle wanting to boil over, but you know, fortunately, we have done a lot of parallel research, and the research that you've done over the years has certainly been useful to me to answer questions that I might have had and take my research into new places as well. So it's always a joy to get back together again here on our little Tuesdays and Thursday dates, if you will, on the radio. Let's open it up with wherever you want to go to this morning. You had a couple of things in your mind. Let's tell the audience where we're going to go, and then we'll just let it flow out as it may.
Well, okay, there's in Idaho this year, the Pacific Northwest Regional Economic Council is having their annual session in Boise, Idaho. And I went to the Idaho Statesman website, you know, to read what it was about, because our governor... there was a clip of the governor saying that this group was going to organize an institute, an energy institute, so that they could speak with one voice. And so I wanted to read about that, and there was not one word about this council and this meeting going on in Boise. And so the significance of that is that this regional, or it's an organization of states, including Canada. The states that are involved are Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Alberta, British Columbia, and the Yukon. And it is a regional governance structure that is corporate supported, basically. And according to what my research is, it appears to me that these regional organizations actually are the beginning of the breakup of the United States, redefining the boundaries, creating new jurisdictions of for governing, basically.
Governance, you bet. So it's the PNWREC, the Pacific Northwest Regional Economic Council. They're meeting this week in Boise?
Yes. Uh-huh. Actually, it's PNWER, Pacific Northwest Economic Region.
Economic Region.
Uh-huh. But it's a regional council and planning organization that is cross-border. And this one is actually, they were the first ones that were set up in law. It's actually encoded in Idaho law that our state representatives will participate in this organization.
Now, are you funding it as well?
I imagine there is some degree of funding, but in their annual report, the corporate sponsors far outweigh, you know, any government funding, I'm sure.
What departments in the government do you know that are attending these meetings? Or you have like your Secretary of State? Or are you talking about your governors? Or are you talking about lieutenant governors? Who attends?
There are several legislators, but I imagine that they have working groups because this organization covers just about all of the issues that a state would be involved in. Right here on the front page it says, "This annual summit provides an exceptional opportunity for regional leaders to come together to exchange ideas and put forth strong action plans on key issues affecting our region, such as energy, transportation, healthcare, and natural resources."
Well, that's really unusual because now you're starting to tick me off. I love it the way you do this.
Oh, I have more.
Well, so I'm starting to get a little bit ticked off about this because what we're talking about, folks, is we're blurring the boundaries again between Canada and the United States. We're throwing in the Yukon territory here. You know, when you talk about Pacific Northwest, you ain't just a kid in Chesterfield. You're talking about an enormous landmass that's coming under the, if you will, at least a implied jurisdiction of this Pacific Northwest economic region. There's natural resources here in abundance to the envy of any other nation on the planet. In the scope of this particular boundary, if you want, but the areas that you mentioned, and that this would be something in law as well to participate in is almost unbelievable. And at the same time, it seems like there's a little bit of cloaking going on. So let's go into that a little bit further. This is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, now, on their front page, their website is pnwer.org.
Okay.
they have a news update, and one of the links there is the PNWER healthcare update. So they're making healthcare policy for all of the citizens. But a friend just sent me, Deneen Peterson just sent me the WHO International Regulations for the International Global Health System. And the health system is one of the global pilot projects that was called for in those G8 summits. So if you follow this whole regional, global to regional to local, you can see that what they're doing, it's kind of like a parasitic organization has moved in and is taking over elected representative government.
Yeah, and you've got it right there, too, parasitical organism. The organs in the bodies of the United Nations beast system here. This is coming on us and at us at the same time that Obama is prodding the top Democrats to pass health care as momentum slows, an article off Bloomberg picked up this morning. So we can see these multiple directions coming. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Very interesting topic coming onto the plate for us today. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
Thank you.
And we have returned. I'm about ready to blow a gasket here. I opened up that website on my browser, Vicki, during the break, and I'm looking at this Pacific Northwest Economic Region. Not liking it at all. Notice right off the bat in the top the banner across the center of the page there, Regional Disaster Resilience, Energy Horizon, so on and so forth. But the Center for Regional Disaster Resilience puts FEMA right on the radar screen here for me. This whole idea of hazard mitigation planning and the NIMS centers and the fusion centers, all that is called to my mind as soon as I see that disaster resilience thing. But this is a lot bigger than that. It says right here the region's future, with over 20 million people and over $700 billion in U.S. dollars in gross regional product. The U.S. Pacific Northwest and Western Canada is one of the fastest growing regions of North America. We are China and East Asia's gateway to North America. Gateway sounds like a place we need to build a fence right away. The host of the 2010 Winter Olympics, as if anyone could care, and the height of and the site of several major infrastructure projects and business opportunities. Now more than ever, the Pacific Northwest needs a binational regional advocate that works with both the public and private sectors. And if you look at the Trans-Texas Corridor, folks, and this map that you'll find up in the upper left corner of this Pacific Northwest Economic Region, which you can locate on your own browser at www.pnwer.org, you can see that the Trans-Texas Corridor, if you will, the NASCO Corridor, ties right directly into this. Well, so there you go, Vicki.
Yeah, well, it's actually the Canamex Corridor, and it comes, of course, from Texas up through Arizona to Colorado, up through Idaho to Canada, and it hooks into Canada's east-west main corridor.
Trans-Canada Highway.
Uh-huh. And it links to the Canadian ports on the west coast of Canada. And that's how they anticipate it being Asia's gateway to the Northwest. See, with this corridor plan, what they're doing, they're cutting out the American ports on both the east and west coast.
Exactly.
You know, they're building those ports down in Mexico. They're building up the ports in Canada, and they're cutting, isolating our ports. They're killing all business in our country, actually.
That's right. This thing starts off in, what is it, Lazaro Cardenas, Manzanillo, then it runs into Guadalajara or San Luis Potosi. Runs north all the way to Kansas City. From Kansas City, it follows, looks like, I can't see it, 29 maybe, to Winnipeg, then off to the west to Edmonton or Calgary, and over to Vancouver. So it shuts off, it does cut off all of California's coastline, all of Oregon's coastline, all of Washington's coastline, and ties into Vancouver, B.C.
Yeah, I have on my website, which is channelingreality.com. If you click on, I think it's government, or no, North American Union, and then click on the flag, and then look at the section on international corridors, I have a picture of the Asia Pacific Gateway Corridor, and it shows the plans for the supply chain routes coming from Asia and going to the Canadian ports. And I think one of them is Edmonton. I'm not sure. I can't hardly read this picture. But the other one is Port Rupert. And it shows the highway corridors through Canada, which, of course, then feed down into the United States. Above, I think it's Minnesota. Yeah, Winnipeg goes into Minnesota, right?
Yes.
And then in Idaho from Calgary down, that's the Canamex connection. But, yeah, I mean, they've got this whole thing planned out to crushed the coastal economy of the United States.
Well, you know, the way that this thing has been portrayed, at least in the media, as being, you know, as much as a couple of football, a quarter mile wide, it's intended to have highways running in two directions, divided highways, with frontage roads and commercial business from place to place. But also it has the pipelines in it. And if you were to think about the Alaska oil, the Alaska pipeline, the oil pipeline that runs from Prudhoe Bay down to the southeast, if you could connect that towards Edmonton or Calgary or Vancouver and keep it mainland rather than to have to transport it by sea to make the link around to Washington ports elsewhere, it would be a way of opening up the North Slope oil exploration and most of Alaskans' oil exploration, and then putting it right down into the heart of the U.S., which would be a great move in the right direction, in my opinion. But unfortunately, it creates this transnational, multinational system in order to facilitate that, where as soon as the Alaskan oil crosses into Canada, a tariff could be charged there, even though a lot of this oil is British Petroleum oil, and you know, they bought up a whole, from Lindsay Williams' research, they bought up a whole section of the North Slope, the oil there, good old Queen of England again, jolly old England, we can't seem to get rid of it, it's like a bad penny or a bad pence, and nevertheless, we're doing penance with the pence from England. But this is an interesting, group that you've pulled to our attention this morning. I'm just, like I said, I'm about to go over the top here.
I know what you mean, yeah. Well, you know, if they had just limited it to pipeline, you know, that would be, that's understandable. But this is an actual defined region like a super state. And their working groups are working in all areas of our social and economic life.
Well, the other night, you know, when I think it was Doug Owen and Michael Vail were talking on their broadcast, they were talking about who owns the globe, who owns the world, and they were talking about the Queen of England, you know, basically having the dominion of Canada, and dominion is a topic we could take up on another day. But it's very revealing when we understand what it's all about. But, you know, when we start blurring the boundaries like this together, you can see that we're losing not only the sovereignty in all of this, but we're bringing just exactly the wrong people in to partnership with the United States of America. For goodness sakes, we had a revolution to get rid of them before. We fought a war with them in 1812. You know, so, and now we're going back right back into bed with them on this deal. And then we've got the partnership with Mexico on the southern border. This whole thing just reeks.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that if there were any lawyers, attorneys that looked at this and that cared about the sovereignty of our country, they could get this participation in this group declared unconstitutional.
Yeah, but it's our members, they're British, what is it, British Accreditation Regency. I've heard that story about 1,000 times. I don't know whether it's just patriot mythology or whether there's a lot of truth to it. I think there is some truth to it. So getting them to come out and challenge something like this would be about as difficult as getting Barry the Usurper to proof up his birth certificate, you know.
Barry the Usurper.
Well, that's what I call him. He's usurping the role of president in this country, and he has no constitutional foundation whatsoever, in my opinion. That makes him a usurper and a tyrant. So we'll be back in a few moments, folks, at a 3-minute bottom of the hour break with our special guest, Vicki Davis.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned with our special guest, Vicki Davis, right here on Become Vocal Local. We're taking a look into this Pacific Northwest economic region that Vicki's brought to our attention this morning. They're having a meeting, they're having a summit, if you will, in Boise, Idaho this week, July the 12th through the 16th. So we're halfway through that already, Vicki. Missed the one that they had in, would have liked to have gone to this one that they had November the 20th to the 21st, 2008, the leadership, economic leadership forum in Whistler, B.C. It's Whistler Blackcomb, my favorite place in the mountains to ski on, but this thing is not looking good. This is looking worse by the moment, folks. It says the Pacific Northwest Economic PNWER is a regional U.S.-Canadian forum dedicated to encouraging global economic competitiveness. And, boy, have I heard that too much. Preserving our world-class natural environment. And that's, there's truth to that. It's the most beautiful place on the planet as far as I'm concerned. The PNWER is recognized by both the United States and Canada, recognized, key phrase there, recognized by both the United States and Canada as the quote-unquote, and they use the quotes, model for regional and binational cooperation because of its proven success. PNWER is a respected voice and resource for our region and provides the public and private sectors. There's your little corporatism right there. There's your fascism, public-private partnerships. Public and private sectors, a cross-border forum for unfiltered dialogue that capitalizes upon the synergy is an interesting word in itself, between business leaders and elected officials who work to advance the region's global competitiveness. Very, Very interesting. Go ahead and pick it up there, Vicki, as I try and get my temper under control.
Uh-oh, I'm going to add to it. Okay, now you know who the sponsors are for this organization. HP, AT&T, Microsoft, ConocoPhillips, Merck, Office Depot, EPCOR, I don't know what they are, the ARPEGA, which is an association of professional engineers, British Petroleum, ExxonMobil, Horizon Air, and I'm sure that that's, you know, that's just some of them. There are more than that, but I mean, this organization is a corporate organization, I think, and probably lawmakers are there because they have the voting power to vote it in. But this is corporations buying legislation, you know.
Now, have you taken any time on this yet, Vicki, to find out how these guys are organized? Is this, what kind of a corporation is this, and where are they out of? Is PNWER incorporated in the United States or Canada?
I would suspect that probably both. I mean, that's the way that the NAITCP was organized. The NAITCP was the one of the original organizations that was organized to promote the idea of the Trans-Texas Corridor. And it was an organization of mayors and let me go to that website, and
under Barry the Usurper's Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, this HR 2454, they're going to organize the head of that agency. Again, this is a wholly owned U.S. corporation. It'll be headquartered in Delaware, and I would wonder whether this thing was headquartered in Delaware also.
Well, it might be, because Delaware, of course, has the tax advantages. That's why everybody incorporates in Delaware. But with this being a cross-border organization, on the North American International Trade Corridor Partnership, which included mayors from Mexico and mayors from the United States, their incorporation was both in the United States and in Mexico. I found the articles of corporation that were from Mexico, but not for the United States. I think somebody else found the ones for the United States.
Well, right here also in this news update here, they say the PNWER with the Woodrow Wilson Center for Canada Institute and the Canadian American Business Council and Western Washington University's Border Policy Research Institute hosted a conference on February the 24th, 2009, quote, Border Challenges and Regional Solutions, 2010 Olympics in the Pacific Northwest Experience, blah, blah, blah. But anytime I see that Woodrow Wilson Center or the Harry S. Truman Center, it always, you know, just makes my fur flying straight up. You know, both these two jerks did more to destroy this country than just about any other presidents out there. Whether people agree with me or disagree with me, that's their opportunity to prove me wrong. But I'm not liking that. Down here in this news update at the bottom, folks, we're on www.pnwer.org, pnwer.org. You might want to log on, bookmark that site during the broadcast today. Come back and look at this later. The British Columbia / Washington State Partnership on Enhanced Driver's Licenses, one of their symposiums, a British Columbia / Washington State Partnership on Enhanced Driver's Licenses. Boy, I'll tell you, the people in Washington better be paying attention. This doesn't look good. This is an international driving permit, I guess, so that you can cross the borders in this new world. We never had a trouble before crossing from Washington State into B.C. at any time in the 20-plus years I lived in that area. I don't understand what we need this enhanced driver license for. Our driver licenses were honored any place in Canada for any reasons, but apparently now we've got to come up with this enhanced one. I don't know. Have you followed anything about that, Vicki?
Yeah, actually, I did. I have on my website an article called The Real Purpose of Real ID, And when I discovered that the Washington State driver's license was going to be an enhanced ID and that there was going to be a North American driver's license database, it seemed pretty obvious that, you know, the whole reason for redoing the driver's licenses was to include country codes so that they could have a combined database of drivers, all licensed drivers in North America.
There you go, folks. That's one of the reasons why you want to bookmark her website. Vicki Davis has a website. It's called www.channelingreality.com, and there's just a whole heap and a gob of really interesting research there that I'm telling you, you can while away more than a weekend on this website, so be sure and log on to that as well. Really great stuff. Anything else about this particular conference that's going on right now in Idaho that you found that we need to be paying attention to?
Not yet. I'm going to have to check back with on the website. And what I really want to look at that I haven't looked at yet is this Regional Disaster Resilience Center, because you're right, that is FEMA is tied into that, and it is the disaster assistance emergencies, you know, system is also one of those global systems. That was also one of the global pilot projects that really was not a pilot. It was the actual implementation of a global system. And so this regional center for regional disaster has to be a regional fusion center, I would imagine.
Got to be. And it's, you know, this chain of tyranny, and I've laid this out for our audiences here and on other networks in the past, but it's this chain of tyranny. It begins with an enhanced 911 system locally, folks. Everybody, you know, kind of grew up around in all the metropolitan parts of America with not being able to call 911. That's pretty benign. Basically, that's just a call center for your local police department. But when they went to the enhanced system, that's where they brought in this GIS GPS system after the, especially after 2000, after Y2K. But even some places were toying with and playing with this enhanced 911 system before that. But as we got our satellite land surveying technology up to speed, when we got up to this idea of geospatial positioning systems, it created an entirely new dynamic. And when FEMA spun off this International Code Council and their international building codes, that developed a whole other system of property governance that is something to behold if you study into that as I have. And then through all of the various counties, once they get involved with the state emergency management agency, and they develop their own emergency management system locally. They adopt this hazard mitigation planning system, and you know it's like a mantra, Vicki. We hear about it all the time, right out of Agenda 21. You know, it's anything from droughts to floods to locust plagues to epidemics, anything like that. It invokes FEMA, and they come right on board. So anyway, folks, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back at this first hour of today's budget.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now on DVD. my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the depression today. We've taken our confidence before. We can do it again.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time. Nothing's ever going to happen bad to me. Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. You know, we began out on this thread, Vicki, you mentioned the health care. You know, Barry the Usurper is prodding these Democrats again to pass this health care. But in the wake of the G8 summit, the Usurper made his way over to the Holy See and got his chance to have his seance with the Vicar of God on Earth. The Pope, I'm sure he, you know, kneeled and kissed his ring and did the whole nine yards. But anyway, it's no surprise to me that, there's such a push coming on. Here's the words right out of this article, Bloomberg, Barry the Usurper, summoned Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I mean, to tell you, the paint should have been peeling off the walls of the room as all of these came in. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charles Rangel, the wrangle of this dangle, and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer to the White House yesterday to push for action before Congress takes its August break. Here's a quote from Reid. We are going to do health care before we leave, close quote. Reid, a Nevada Democrat, said at the Capitol following the meeting, congressional Democrats have been urging the president to get more involved in the negotiations with lawmakers debating on how to pay for a plan likely to cost more than $1 trillion. But when we look at this global system and merging, going across the borders, you started out with health care initiatives from this PNWER, what was that about?
The health care initiative?
Yeah, didn't you?
I think it's all part of global health. And I've done quite a lot of research into the, actually I kind of stumbled onto it, you know, the national medical records system. And I started researching it because I heard a conference that was going on with the National Governors Association, and they heard a presentation done by Jenny Wagner of IBM and a doctor from the Mayo Clinic. And what they were talking about so shook me up that I started doing research into the healthcare system. And what I found is that they started planning this National Medical Records System back in 1990, actually started late 80s, but officially, what's his name, Senator John Glenn requested GAO to look into the feasibility of doing a national medical records system.
Well, but, with your experience in computer work and programming of these kinds of big systems, you can understand that for Canada and Canada's socialized medicine system, you know, a lot of people and I know some that have crossed the border from Canada to the U.S. to find or seek better health care quicker than would ordinarily be possible. Well, of course, that breaks the link, I would think. If they're paying cash, that would break the link on the tracking of their medical history from Canada. And so if we merge into this North American community and we have a international or transnational or even global medical tracking system, this infrastructure would have to be merged. The databases would be linked. And so going to, let's say, Mexico for a special cancer cure treatment or some other kind of holistic medical practice that you can't get in the U.S. or Canada, even that could be databased and tracked and added to your driver license too, eh?
Well, actually, it's going to be a global system, because when you start researching the healthcare system, they're talking about telemedicine. And one of the systems that was developed at NIH is for radiologists, so that an x-ray can be done in one place and it can be read somewhere else. And where I'm thinking they want to read the x-rays is over in India. You know, yet another...
God help us. I spent 2 or 3 hours on the telephone over the weekend trying to get some simple information about Dreamweaver as a piece of software. And I mean to tell you, after all the time I spent on the telephone, I still came away with no answer. God help us.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because what the people that answer the phones are using is a decision support system. And basically, they ask you a question, a yes-no question. You give your yes-no answer, and it drops them through a logic tree.
Exactly. And let me just jump in, and I'll let you come back and hold that thought, because it's so important. But folks, you know, if you've been listening to our broadcast with Vicki the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about training and retraining, education, all that. And Vicki, while I'm sitting here on the telephone with these people, I'm taking dog training. If I didn't ask the right command, it wouldn't trigger their training module. And so they were outside of the realm and the scope of what they could think. And I really did. I felt like I was just dealing with trained puppies that knew how to sit and to speak and to shake, you know, and sit and lie down, all that. But they had no comprehension whatsoever of the overall picture.
That's exactly right. And that's the danger of those systems. They give the impression of being able to replace an untrained person, I mean, replace a skilled expert with a clerical type. But it doesn't really work like that. You know, you can't replace an expert, because, well, you know, you're trying to replace the human mind with a computer system to make decisions. But the system is only good as good as the questions that are in the database, and the person working on the system, their ability to evaluate your answer, you know. But that's what they have in mind for the healthcare system.
Dreadful.
And yeah, yes. I mean, dreadful. It just scares me to death. But that's what telemedicine is about, ultimately. They started it with x-rays. And I do know that they are using them, because when my dad went in for some x-rays, I asked him if they were transmitting the x-rays over to India. And he said, no, they were transmitting them over to Australia. But, you know, who knows where they're going? You know, when you put them on the wire, they just go.
Yeah. Yeah. So the larger picture of all of this is this global, this GIS, GPS, the geographic information system and the geospatial positioning system, working these two things together and bringing all of our records into these databases. It is producing kind of an illusion. You know, we walk around in an illusion anyway that's built by all of the things that we've learned and all of the things that we've seen in our life, all the reactions to the five senses world that we live in. And unless somebody has taken the time to develop what I consider to be their spiritual aspect, you know, they're locked into this false reality. But this is a whole new level of false reality. This is decision making that goes outside of the realm of common sense, reason, the use of the mind, the intellect, the spirit, all of those things. There's a computer I don't think has any discernment. It's just yes, no, X, Y, 1, 2, 1, 0, you know, that kind of binary type of a decision making, which is what I experienced over the weekend. And bringing this into the healthcare system, I just further, you know, proof that to stay away from doctors is probably the healthiest thing a person could ever choose to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of the whole international system, the idea, it's not just healthcare. It's, you know, like we were talking about, it's the emergency management. It's Codex Alimentarius, where they're setting food standards. It's the international databases, international building codes. International databases for fuel taxes. I mean, the list goes on and on. Basically, we are losing our sovereignty. There was an administrative coup d'etat in this country. And the problem with it is that because it involves computer systems, people don't see it. When you see your local policeman, you think that, you know, you're being governed, that he is being directed by your local city council, and that the city council is governed by the state government.
Okay, hold it right there, folks. We will be back on the other side with our special guest, Vicki Davis, her website, channelingreality.com. Please stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, and I'm joined today once again on Tuesdays and Thursdays until further notice by Vicki Davis, our special guest. Vicki's a wonderful person, a very competent researcher. She has a website out there that you definitely want to put in your bookmarks. It's www.channelingreality.com. Get up on that website and browse around a little bit. I think you'll be very glad that you did. Vicki, as we were going into the top of the hour break, and while some of our stations are away on their top of the hour news and weather report, let's go back to this idea, this little chain that you started to lay out right down to the cop, if you will, the policy enforcer, a policeman. What's his role in all of this? And then let's build it from there again.
Okay. Well, when the idea is that when you look at your local government, you know, beginning with the policeman like I did, and you follow the chain up, you think that your government is operating in a certain way. You think you know who has the controls over your life, basically. But that's not the way it works anymore, and it hasn't been that way since they decided to establish this whole international system.
Well, you mentioned the term an administrative coup d'etat. So
yes.
what is that about it?
Basically, it's a sub rosa coup d'etat. Once they started to internationalize all of these computer systems, they had to harmonize our laws with the laws of who they're connecting these systems up to. That's why in this the healthcare system, the harmonization, part of the harmonization is to have a national database of records, because Canada has that, so we have to have that, right? Because you're harmonizing your systems. And at the administrative levels of government, that's the layer of government that you really don't see that much.
Technically, we don't have, folks, technically we don't have an administrative branch of government. This is part of the obfuscation of all this. We don't have an administrative branch of government. We have an executive branch, we have a legislative branch, and we have a judicial branch. But there was created in this country this administrative branch, and I think it's from the Secretary of State, the State Department, and then it includes all of the umbrella agencies like FEMA, now the Department of Homeland Security. But when we're looking at law, we think, well, the highest law in the land for the United States of America is, of course, the Constitution. And then below that, the highest branch of law would be, let's say, the Supreme Court. But under this new paradigm that has been on us and at us for over 50 years, 60 years at least, in that vicinity, when most all of the states in 1945 rewrote their constitutions after we went bankrupt probably or something like that, now we've got a different body, a different court. The highest court in the land is no longer even on this continent. I think it's at The Hague, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's where the International Criminal Court is there. I'm not sure where the WTO is. The WTO has their own kangaroo court to settle trade disputes. But there's this whole separate system of administrative law that we're not even aware of as citizens.
And we'll pick that up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. The plot thickens.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Tuesday, July the 14th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, being joined now by our affiliates that were away for the top of the hour news breaks and station IDs. I'm visiting again today with Vicki Davis, our very special guest and knowledgeable researcher. Her website is www.channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. In the first hour, if you missed it, the archives are available for free at Oracle. You can just go back and listen to the first hour if you missed it. But we were talking about a website that has come to our attention here. The URL is www.pnwer.org, and it's the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, PNWER, in this acronymology world that we live in, the alphabet soup that was fostered by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, nonetheless. But anyway, we're looking at a variety of different issues in all of this. One of the things that we're talking about is the healthcare initiatives that are coming out of this PNWER. Huge thing. I didn't even know about it until Vicki brought it to our attention this morning. Here's a couple of little ditties off of the website. What our leaders are saying, the Honorable Gordon Campbell, the Premier of British Columbia, and the Governor Chris Gregory of Washington. This is what Governor, I don't even know how you pronounce her name. She says this: the annual summit provides an exceptional opportunity for regional leaders to come together, exchange ideas, and put forth strong action plans, very important there, on key issues affecting, and it's effecting, she says, our region, instead of affecting, effecting, I don't know whether that's intentional or not, affecting our region, such as energy, transportation, health care, and natural resources. The works of PNWER are instrumental. The root of that is instrument. An instrument always precedes the institution. Instrumental to the economic growth of our binational region. And Honorable Gordon Campbell says, the PNWER provides a framework and foundation. This is key globalist language here. Framework and foundation, allowing us to work together. Working together means we're on both sides of the border to accomplish our goals. We're working on both sides of the border. And it harkens right back to the preamble and the preface of Agenda 21. Together we can. No nation can do this by themselves, but together we can. And as Barry the Usurper said, we can. And change. Vicky, very interesting stuff here. Let's pick it up. We were talking about this administrative coup d'etat. Oh, my, we're into it now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, all of this, it's treason by agreement is basically what they're doing. Treason by memo. It happens to be that PNWER is coded into Idaho law, but basically it's an agreement to create a super state out of the northwestern states and Canadian states, you know, along a parallel line. There is a similar organization for the Great Lakes. It's called the Great Lakes Charter. And the last thing I saw on their organization is that they were getting ready to encode their organization into their law rather than it being an informal public-private partnership. So as I see it, this is really the beginning of the breakup of the United States as a nation.
Well, one of the things that I like to say often on this broadcast, I've kind of got a little credence or credo that I wrote up some time back before starting the broadcast, but it's a truly informed, bold, vocal, local people understand that it's a far easier task to block globalism by whatever name it might be hidden, and here it is, the PNWER, this Pacific Northwest Economic Region. Here's how globalism is hiding itself, but it's far easier to block it by whatever name it be hidden, as it seeks to gain a foothold locally, than it is to excise it once it's become lodged in an unsuspecting host, and in this case, host, plural, metastasizing thence within the very body politic like a cancer. And so we see right here on this 18th annual summit on the homepage, PNWER.org, I'm looking down through the major outcomes of this group in 2008. They came up with resolutions and action items. You know, that goes right back to Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century. But it also says here, the PNWER border charter people. We are talking about blurring the boundaries between two nations in these kinds of regional groups.
Yeah, and you would think that the Boise, the Idaho Statesman newspaper, which is the biggest newspaper in Idaho, you would think that they would have nothing but the coverage of this summit, but there is not a word in the Idaho Statesman newspaper.
How about any of the people in that area that might be one of the meetups, you know, one of the Ron Paul meetups or the Campaign for Liberty meetups or the We Are Change Idaho or somebody? Is there anybody out there that you know of that you can contact? We used to have a regular caller on this network, Bill from Idaho. I'd like to hear from him again. I've got his number. Maybe I need to give him a yell. They'll usually turn out to these kinds of things.
Well, you know what? One of the biggest shocks to me was that, you know, that the John Birch organization is pretty active in state politics.
Right.
One of the state legislators, who is also a John Birch member, is on the committee.
Well, that just
the leadership committee of the PNWER.
It just goes to figure, you know, to me, one of the reasons why I've stayed away from that organization as long as I have, I had the opportunity of talking with John McManus when he came locally here to give a talk up in Joplin, and we invited one of the regional guys down to our Ozark Property Rights Congress, Berry County. I met with the Dan Six and invited them both to come on the air with me, but I don't imagine that I will get a return invite on that. But there are various and sundry groups out there that have basically been established that seem to channel energy, but they never channel reality, Vicki.
Really?
You know, and so it's not a surprise to me that we would have, you know, a virtuer, you know, and also a legislator. You can't really separate the two. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, just because somebody's a member of something doesn't mean they know everything about it. But nevertheless, it doesn't surprise me that you'd have somebody inside on this on these summits.
Yeah. Well, remember when they were when the states were doing these memorials saying that NAFTA has not been beneficial to the United States? And I don't know, there were probably 20 states that did memorials basically telling our members of Congress that NAFTA has not been a good thing, we need to do something about it. Well, in the memorial that this senator, state senator, put together, that was supposedly, you know, saying that we don't like NAFTA, it's not helping us, this is the first clause that was in that memorial. Whereas we strongly object to any treaty or agreement which threatens to violate national security, private property, United States commerce, constitutional rights, and American sovereignty, while emphasizing our commitment to the Pacific Northwest Economic Region.
Well, hold it right there. We'll pick it up and restate that on the other side of this break. We'll be right back, folks.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And Vicki, before we come back to you, I want you to hold it right where you are because I want to go through that little preamble again. Just a programming note. Tomorrow on Become Vocal Local, in the first hour, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Angela Basham. I think you'll want to make sure you are here with us or come back and hear the archive for that broadcast. Very interesting breaking news out of the state of Missouri. Dr. Basham, Angela, has been working diligently to put together a petition here in the state of Missouri to repeal property tax, the personal property tax, and we'd like to expand that to all property taxes in the state of Missouri. It's taken a long time, but she's finally got state approval for her petition, and so we're going to be circulating that this summer and throughout the winter. We want to get this on the ballot and give the people an opportunity to repeal this regressive and abusive personal property tax and hopefully property taxes in general. And also, again, if you'd like to call in throughout the broadcast, the number is 866-841-1065 internationally and around America and in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, or if you'd like to take the broadcast with you on your mobile, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Back to you, Vicki. Let's go in and break this preamble down one more time. Start from the beginning because we came right into the break there.
Okay.
And let's look at this again.
Okay. The idea was that the states were doing memorials opposing NAFTA because NAFTA has not been beneficial to the United States. And in the very first whereas clause in Idaho's memorial, it says, opposing NAFTA, it says, whereas we strongly object to any treaty or agreement which threatens to violate national security, private property, United States commerce, constitutional rights, and American sovereignty, while emphasizing our commitment to the Pacific Northwest Economic Region and other cooperative nations work for mutually beneficial goals. So, I mean, it's kind of like a Machiavellian joke.
How can you do that? I mean, that's like a 180-degree twist.
Yeah, it's like we oppose this, but we support this, but they're the same thing. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not even legalese. It's the writing of someone disingenuous. You can see it. It's an indicator, a clue that we're going to put out this window dressing, and we'll put up our little gift box here. And we'll put fancy bows and ribbons and sweet cards on it. But inside it's the same box of, well, it's the same box of stuff inside that, that they had originally. So they're hiding it. They're masking it for the uninformed, the, illiterate, if you will. And then they tell you what the real idea is. They support this process. And this was out of Idaho. I wonder, well, I don't know. I haven't read this Pacific Northwest Economic Region Border Charter, but I would imagine it would have similar language in it as well.
Oh yeah, it does. I mean, it's well, the Border Charter I haven't read yet, but the agreement, it's a governing agreement. They all get together and agree to do things. That's what I mean, treason by memo, basically.
Yeah, this idea of a memorandum of understanding, folks, it goes way back, and for me, it goes back into the late 70s, early 80s, working in engineering offices and having to deal with all of the, you know, the EPA and all of the various and sundry county and city and state jurisdictions that we might be doing subdivisions and developments in. But you come up with these memorandums of understanding, and basically what they are and they can be, they're nods and winks. It's like a bunch of Arabs in a sandstorm, and they're all winking at each other. In the process, they're, you know, selling you out. But these memorandums of understanding are a way to do end runs around laws and constitutions because we just agree to agree on these points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just got an email. It's kind of distracting me. I have to tell you about it because it's kind of funny. This morning I sent out an email to everybody. I wrote a letter to the editor, to the Idaho Statesman, about their lack of coverage on the Pacific Northwest Regional Economic Council. Apparently they took offense.
Good.
I CC'd one of their editorial writers on my email where I send it out to everybody that's on my email list.
That's not a small list either, by the way, from what I understand.
No, they took offense. Okay, here, I'll read you the email that they sent back to me. Miss Davis, sorry you missed our coverage. We had a story announcing the meeting 2 weeks ago which noted that Idaho Business had pledged $100,000 to host the event. Yesterday we published this, which is a story. I don't know. I haven't looked at it yet. But it said, our reporter, Rocky Barker, attended yesterday and is planning to return today. I mean, they're in the same town. What is he saying? Okay, look for more coverage at your doorstep at theidahostatesman.com. I would appreciate it if you would copy this email to your list of addressees who read your note saying that the Statesman is a party to corporate corruption in ignoring the event. Again, we've published two stories and plan another. I mean, two stories. I could write a whole newspaper on this organization.
Well, maybe that's something that will help, and something that the listeners out there, especially all of those that are listening in the Pacific Northwest, if you're in Washington or Idaho, Montana, even if you're in Oregon, any place in the Northwest, you could put a light of fire under these people, the Idaho Statesman. But what's happening in Seattle too? I mean, I went up on the, I was got up at 5 like I do most days and went up on the internet. I saw nothing about this. I mean, you know, this is the stuff, Vicki, that really doing radio broadcasting like this, my greatest liability, to the audience is that I come on their radio in the morning and doing a morning broadcast. And I got Godzilla doing chin-ups off the Golden Arch in St. Louis, and I don't see anything on the news about it, and it makes me look like, you know, just a complete bonehead. But, you got Godzilla walking through the skyscrapers in New York, and there's nothing in the news on it. So, we're really dependent upon you, the listeners. Every day I like to start off, if you've got anything that you need to have me hear about, anything you think is important, any ideas for show topics, guests, or news, you can send them to me. I've got a new email set up out there. You might give it a try. Let's see how it works while my website's being repaired. But you could try bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local. bvlhost@centurytel.net. I should get that email from you, and we can continue or resume our email correspondence. But anything like this, Vicki, that comes out, it goes under the radar screen. Now, they put their first article out 2 weeks ago. Well, I think that's just about the limit of American memory. And now they're going to have another article that'll come out where they're writing today. Maybe it'll be published tomorrow. That summit is going to end before this gets onto the street.
Yeah, well, and the article, I just looked at the article that they did, that he gave me the link to, and it's about energy, possibly a pipeline going from Canada through the United States and, renewable resources and all of that.
Well, that's a whole other kettle of fish. And if they link in with renewable resources pipeline, that points directly at this H.R. 2454. This is what they're talking about, too, where from rural America, they want to have these pipelines going out with corn oil in them so that they can, refine that around into ethanol, or ethanol pipelines coming out to the coastal regions. But, again, this really doesn't address the magnitude of what these meetings are talking about.
Oh, absolutely not. And
we'll,
in the article
pick it up
that
right there on the other, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. I didn't quite hear the music. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we're back once again, and I'll just hand it back to you. We can interrupt you right in the middle as we were going into the break. Vicki, go ahead and continue.
Well, I can't remember what I was going to say, but I am glad that he wrote me that email and that he included several of the other people at Idaho Statesman, because it gives me an opportunity to smack them right between the eyes.
Well, definitely respond back again, I would. But, you know, there's this whole idea of blending or blurring the boundaries. The more I look at this particular website, the more information I'm finding. I'm really glad you brought this to our attention because, and you say there's another one of these over in the Great Lakes area as well. I wonder if there's any listeners out there that are aware of more of these, maybe along the southern border, that we need to be paying attention to at the same time.
Oh, there are. I did on my website under, I think it's government, trade, and politics. I've got so many, I've got lots of categories out there, but there's one piece called Regionalism is Dialectic Materialism, And I did a research project, and I found actually several regions that are in the various stages of being established. And the PNWER is the most advanced. Great Lakes is the oldest, but they are second in line to be encoded into law. There is a regional organization down at the south border that includes Sonora and Mexico that they're establishing a regional organization there. So, these things are forming where you would expect it. I saw a map somewhere that it looked to me like that they had planned to divide the United States up in about six different regions, regional governing structures.
Yeah.
And, of course, I can't even remember where I saw that map.
Well, here's another one right off the website here that says the PNWER. Again, this is the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, is the only statutory. That clues into what you were saying about being written into statutory law, nonpartisan. Nonpartisan, that means they don't support either the United States or Canada. Nonprofit, binational, public-private partnership in North America. This is the only statutory nonpartisan, nonprofit, binational, public-private partnership in North America. PNWER is the forum for collaborative binational planning. There's that central planning again, involving both the public and private sectors, and offers leadership at the state provincial level in Salem, Olympia, Boise, Helena, Juneau, Edmonton, Regina, Victoria, and Whitehorse. That's Whitehorse, Yukon territory, by the way. And at the national level in Washington. And this was founded in 1991. So 1 year before Agenda 21 came into existence, this thing was already there. Over here in the PNWER news section, I see it says, PNWER releases their labor mobility report and recommendations. Notice again the way they use labor. They spell it L-A-B-O-U-R. Whenever we see this program of action, Agenda 21, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, these are the sort of clues that, you've got England involved in all of this. Systems, programs, labor spelled like that. This all goes back to, the British influence in these reports, but labor mobility report, that goes back to the International Migration and Development Agenda, Vicki.
Yes, it does. And one of the supposedly private sector sponsors is an organization called Jobs First. But I bet anything that Jobs First is really just a private looking web portal that hooks into America's Job Bank.
Exactly. That, we talked about that.
Right. I mean, you know, a web portal, you don't know what's behind the scenes of a web portal. They could put up dozens of what appear to be private sector organizations that are all linked into the same system on the back end.
They all point to the same databases and the same pages.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the real danger of the internationalization of our country's laws is that we're going to have small countries making policy for the United States. And you can see how that's happening with what happened at the G8. You know, the G8 were the largest economies in the world, the leaders of the developed world got together and decided world economic policy.
The group of the eight largest developed nations on earth.
Right. And they had this, tight little group, and they came up with world economic policy that basically screwed up the economies of all the world. And the next largest the G20 countries all got together and, basically said, you know, this stinks. We want a place at the table. Well, the way that the international system works, okay, it was G8, then the G20, but the whole rest of the United Nations countries, you know, even to the tiniest little, you know, principality wants to be involved. So now you've got the G192, and they're going to all be making policy collectively for the one world system.
Well, one of the difficulties that we have to deal with involvement and becoming entangled in the United Nations, as we have been since its inception, that it's even, you know, housed right here on our shores, is that we have, through this trickery that the Queen of England had developed when they set their colonies free, we have the same voting power as Lesotho or Togo on the coast of Africa. So you're absolutely right. You know, we've been reduced down to like Uruguay as far as voting power. Now, of course, we are on the Security Council, but nevertheless, they have the same voting power in this global democracy as we have. Whereas with the Queen, you know, she has she owns all of these, you know, 1/6 of the land surface, if the report we heard on Sunday was correct. And so each of those places, you know, Canada has a vote, but all of the rest of her places have a vote too. So really, behind the scenes, it's still bloody old England.
Yeah, well, and I read something about the European Union. That's kind of the way that European Union works too. Each of the countries in the European Union have their separate country votes, but then the European Union has a block of votes as an organization.
The Holy See has a vote as a sovereign nation.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you know, we had any leaders that had any backbone and any brains, they'd be saying, you know, we need to get out of these international agreements and go back to taking care of ourselves, take care of our own.
Well, you know, that throws up all of the rhetoric, I guess you could say, about protectionism and individualism, you know, and all of that, which has become such a stigma all the way through school. You know, when the children started at preschool or wherever they begin, Montessori school, I about said it right. But no matter where children begin, by the time they graduate out of high school, they're programmed, then they go to college and all of this stuff is reinforced and they come out. I remember one time, right after I had become the state chairman for the America First Party of Missouri, I got a call from a reporter, I think in Kansas City or St. Louis, and they wanted to do a report, and they were asking me about my ideas for the economy, and I was, you know, basically just using my same stuff, that we've got to get our tariffs in order, and we need to close our borders down. And so you go, oh, you're a protectionist then.
You know what? You know what I say to those people? I say, you bet you're sweet. You know what I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Protectionism is good.
Well, isn't that something we do in our yard? Isn't that something we do around our home?
Isn't that what we do with our families?
And our bodies. So, I mean, yeah, of course, you know, we have a right to be secure in our persons and our papers, our effects and our places. And so that's the very beginning of all. We've gone through this Andrew J. Galambos's volitional science studies here on this broadcast, and I believe that our number one, our chief property is our body physical and our minds, you know, and so all property flows from that. It comes out of our ideas that translate into our actions, that then translate into possessions and things like that, but that's where it begins. But it all starts with freedom, folks, and we'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken all
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
And we're back, and as we were going into the break, I got cut off there trying to get a quick thought out. But basically, when we think about protectionism and these kind of various and sundry propagandas that have been raised up in the minds of all of America and around the world through the education system to build a stigma around that, I really value the writings of Andrew J. Galambos in his book, The Thrust for Freedom, An Introduction to Volitional Science. Andrew defines property this way. Property is individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. So our property begins with life. You know, and as the founders wrote in the Declaration of Independence, the governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we are talk about the pursuit of happiness here every day. But this idea of our life, property, even Thomas Jefferson oftentimes would use interchangeably either happiness, the pursuit of happiness, or property in that statement. That harkens back to John Locke. But the idea that property is an individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life gives you the root, the woof and the warp, if you will, of what it is to begin in freedom. And his definition of freedom follows this way. It goes, freedom is the societal condition that exists when every individual, you know that nasty word individual, when every individual has full or 100% control over his own property. And deeper into this particular segment, he also says, not only is it 100% control over your own property, but it's 0% of the control, 100% of the time, over your neighbor's property. So we can only have those things in life that we're willing to give to others. I believe that my rights end where the rights of another begins, And if my property is my life and all non-procreative derivatives of my life, and if freedom is only that societal condition that exists when each and every one of us has a full control over our own property, then and only then can we get off onto the right foot. And so we can see how things like this Pacific Northwest Economic Region, this PNWER, blurs all of that. It throws it all away. It takes the individual out of the picture and replaces him with the collective. Vicki?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's an unelected, appointed group of people that are engaged in what is a governing body. You know, no matter how they like to paint it, it is a governing body that we have no control over, no representation on, really, because, you know, even if they have an equal number from each political entity, it still is not an entity that we can lobby directly, that we even know about. I would wager that there's really not very many people in the state of Idaho that know about this organization.
Well, if you took that wager this morning with me, I would have lost big time. You'd have been the winner because I had never even heard of this before. On the website, on the homepage, Vicki, in the background behind these various and sundry photographs, what we see here is a semicircle, if you will, an arc that's made up of all of the flags of all of these countries. Now, you know, you look in here and you're not seeing any gold fringes. These people have, these are all of the country's flags. Whenever you see that in the United Nations or any of these meetings, what you're talking about here is a neutral zone. They're under the dominion, if you will, of all of these countries collectively. When they come together like this, they have the displays of their national emblems. They defend their countries. They represent these various countries. These aren't just decorations. They're there for a reason.
Oh, I didn't know that. But, yeah, I suppose I can see that, you know, that whenever you see the OAS meetings, they always do them the same way.
United Nations, you know, any of those meetings are the same way. If you were to go down and look at the, go back to the videos where Jorge Bush was meeting with Felipe Calderon and what was the guy from Canada? His name was, it wasn't
Parker.
Parker, okay. Yeah.
Harper,
that's right, Harper. They were all down there, and behind them were the three flags.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's what, you know, that's what it said, the message that it sends to me is, anyway. Again, just as a program note, folks, tomorrow I will be joined by Dr. Angela Basham. She has a website. I don't recall it right off the top of my mind. I think it's the poor man's tax man or something like that. I don't know what it is. But anyway, she's a very, very knowledgeable woman. She's a CPA, and she has put together a petition for the state of Missouri to repeal the property tax, which is just an excellent first step to regaining control. If not that, Vicki, it may give us the opportunity to open the dialogue. If the state wants to tell us that we don't own our property and that they actually own our property and therefore have a right to tax our property, I think it's time to get it out so that everybody knows it. If that doesn't cause or spark a revolt, I don't know what would, but it's just going to be an interesting broadcast. I'm looking forward to it. And again, Vicki's website is www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, and we're looking at www.pnwer.org. If you want to look it up on your browser, that's the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. And that's what we've been talking about today. It's amazing, Vicki. One little comment, and here we are 2 hours later, and we haven't even, you know, aired this one out yet.
Yeah, oh no, we could spend a long time talking about these regions. And regional organizations, and it's my theory that the regional organizations, beginning with the Federal Reserve districts, you know, that the banks are tied to, that they established those regional organizations to enable international governance, international policy to be implemented in the United States under sub rosa, without the knowledge of the American people. It's been subversive and corrosive to our elected representative government.
Well, it really is, because a state representative goes up and they represent their district, but their district is part of these regional councils of government in each state. County commissioners are intended to represent their counties, but they're inside of these regional councils of government. You've got the FEMA regions, the 10 FEMA regions. You've got, 13 of these Federal Reserve banks all across America. Missouri is unique, and it has one on both sides. It's got one in Kansas City and one in St. Louis. St. Louis in itself is almost a city-state. It goes back to Rome almost. It goes back to France. It predates the state of Missouri. Yeah, so there's a lot to that. But you're right. This is blurring all of the boundaries, and it makes our discussions difficult. It makes asserting our rights difficult, and it makes the jobs of these various representatives almost ludicrous. As I've said on this broadcast before 100 times, and I've shown it in encyclopedias, before the creation of the United States of America, in other words, before we had the Articles of Confederation, in England, they were already moving away from the idea of representative government. It was a pretty well decided and done deal that the representatives in the House of Commons and the Lords didn't represent the areas that they were coming from. They represented the nation as a whole. They were voting on the greatest good of the greatest number. And so when I hear someone, young person out there talking about our representatives represent us, and boy, we need to let them know, that's nonsense. The representatives represent the party, and they represent the people that have contributed money to the success of their campaigns, and none other. And so we need to break this whole thing up and start right at the very bottom, at the local voting precinct level, and just dissemble the established two-party political system. I believe it's the greatest social disease that besets our country. And until and in such time that we just come in and take these two parties over, and then we can merge them together in a meeting of the whole by vote, all legal, lawful, and appropriate. These are corporations, folks. They're not anything else. And just bring these things together and vote them out of existence as members on their boards of directors. Get rid of them, get them gone. Then and only then could we consider coming back to a place where we could actually have constitutionally limited a Republican form of representative government. But we're going to have to redefine the entire map on what is representation. And it's a tough topic. I've tried to cover it many times, Vicki, but closing thoughts. We're almost out of time. We've got about 20 seconds.
Well, that's why the newspapers are important and why they're failing us, because they don't really cover any of this. They don't tell people. The only place you hear things like this is on the alternate media, alternate radio stations, talk radio, like your program.
Well, that's exactly right, and I always appreciate you coming on with us, Vicki. I look forward to Thursday. You have a wonderful Wednesday. Folks, we'll be back with Vicki on Thursday. I'll be back again tomorrow morning with Angela Basham. Be there with us. Until then, good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. well, if you work out, turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.